I got a text! Hi guys, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. I'm just gonna, before I start this recap, my sons are dolls. Every time I do that, I got a text! They're like, are you okay, Mom? Why are you shouting? They look worried or concerned. I'm good. Thank you.
I love you too. I love you, boys. Anyway, let's get started. So, this is the end of CASA. And, there are some things that I need to talk about. First, I'm going to talk about my girl, Kenzie. What do you mean by you have connections with Gil? I don't know how to say his name. And also, Dylan. I saw how you were getting like very close with Dylan, and I don't think these two relationships, from what I'm seeing on the screen, are lustful, because when we saw you with Corbin, it was very lustful. It was, you and Cassa have been more like getting to know the person, sharing stories. Like, you told your embarrassing story with Dylan, and then you talked about how you had a moped and you had a four-wheeler with Gail. So you're getting to know these dudes deeper. But at the same time, Jen is your girl. I would just, even if you have stuff in common with Gail, I would back off. And plus, Dylan makes you breakfast and he's treating you good. He might have, like, to begin with, maybe is an F boy, but like, at least, like, to get in the villa, like, right now, he's treating you really well. He gave you a massage. He's eating you really nice, and he's your type. So, I would just pick Dylan. Also, last episode, Melody did not kiss I'm losing his name. Corey. And I was like, Melanie's actually gonna kiss him, because at the end of last episode, we had Anaya and Kata egging her on, like, kiss him, kiss him, kiss him, and she ignored them. So that was a big step, because Corey made her had a little date and some food set up for Melanie. And I think the Castle Boys are really stepping up, doing a picnic day, a massage. Like, you go, Castle Boys. Good job. The OG boys would never. Okay, so I'm just going to fast forward a little bit, and then I'll fill in the dots later on. So there was a vote at the end of which cast a boy or girl you saved. And for the girls, I picked Sydney. And for the boys, I picked Carl. Excuse me, Anaya. The disrespect this man can see, and how he's on such a stinking high horse and think he's like the king of the king. Him and his like speech, like, oh, you never picked me. And I'm like, after you guys were coupled together by default, Anaya has picked you all the time. What are you talking about? And you're calling Anaya these names and this, that, and the other. And babe, Anaya, you should have picked Carl. He was treating you amazing. I want Anaya to continue exploring Carl. Why did you give Casey a chance again? Like, this is what I want in general. And then I'll talk about the whole recoupling and everything. I'm just, that shocked me. That gagged me. I was like, Carl's treating you amazingly. And knowing what I know. Okay, you know what? Because there's now, after watching this episode, 100% there's going to be a movie night. Just because of this. There is going to be a movie night. I was like 50-50, you know, and like, you know, Love Island producers were giving the girls this inkling, being like, pick one of the cast of boys. Doing it, pick one of the cast of boys. And they did it again with the mailbox. Pick one of the cast of boys because these guys are treating you guys like trash and disposable and talking about how horrible you guys are and stuff like that. Pick, and recoupling back when you know this is Anaya. Anaya, you deserve better. Follow your gut. Your gut gave you like red flags saying, Casey, there's something off with Casey. There is something off with Casey. And this is what I'm going to say, and then I'll continue on with the recoupling, because like I said, when there's a part of the show that makes you want to chat and talk, and that's what I'm going to do, chat and talk. Like, Anaya, Carl was treating you very well. You're getting to know each other. You should have kept them. And this is what I think. Except for Zach and Bryce, all the OG boys need to go home. Need to go home. Get out of my villa. Get out of my villa. Get off my screen. You all are frat boys and disrespectful trash. The ones that I hate the most, Casey and ChatGPT. And then the third would be Insincere. Like, you three, get out of my villa. Get out. You guys are just horrible frat boys. Which is what I've been saying before. You guys are frat boys that you want your cake and eat it too. You want to play games with these girls. You want to lie and manipulate and be like, I always chose you. You never chose me. This, that, and the other. Same BS. And I was like, no, I always chose. Exactly. So you just want to make a narrative. Please, especially with Casey right now. Producers, take him off his pedestal. I was hoping the vote would be like favorite couple or something. So, or something in that case that we could like not put votes for KC to kick KC out or make him scared a little bit and be like, yeah, we don't like you, KC. Yeah. So I will continue shortly. Be right back. And hiya, babe. You remember the saying, if he wanted to, he would? Casey has not, in my opinion, shown effort in the fact that he wants to continue with this. Like, I don't know why you keep saying, my feelings for Casey are strong. I understand that, but this dude has never
considered how you felt. And what I mean by that, for anyone that's listening, when you care about someone and they have past traumas, you are willing to either help or you're going to be patient with them if they have like trust issues or anything like that. I never saw Casey one time be compassionate about Aya's like trust issues or anything like that. He just complained about them, and you complaining about it doesn't make it better for that person that has these issues going on at all. They don't. You're supposed to be empathetic and sympathetic and work with them through it. He did not. Also, he's called Anaya a grandma. He has been saying, I built her up. You did not build Anaya up. What are you thinking talking about? This dude needs to get kicked out. This is why I was hoping the vote was something like, I know it wouldn't be like favorite guy or girl because we just did it, but I wanted it to be like some kind of vote to pretty much like get either Casey or ChatGPT out, because these frat boys are getting on my nerves and enabling each other so much. And the fact that the fact that Casey is going to lie constantly, be like, this is what happened, when it's not. Trinity is the friend you want. Has your back, is like, I'm sorry, I have to say something. No, I'm like, Trinity, no, girl, say. Because I'm thinking the same thing that you were thinking. Number one. Tiara. I'm saying your actual name. Because I think you forgot, girl. He didn't even remember your name. You had to be like, or it's Sierra, or you could call me TT. And the only thing he remembered was TT. He never remembered your name once. I'm going to say that. And you're like, my man. You should only give the my man energy to a guy that shows women respect. That's a guy that you should be like, my man. He has not given Anaya, my girl Anaya, any respect whatsoever. Calling her grandma, saying this, that, and the other. Terrible dude, no. And then my girl Trinity is asking him a question, and then you're like, this. Well, I'm like, girl, put the clocks down. Number one, no one's talking to you. They're talking to Casey. Casey's a grown man. Sorry, I was about to swear, and I stopped myself. Casey's a grown man. He can talk for himself. He's what I saw, like 23 years old. He can talk. He can explain himself. Trinity's asking him a question. Let him answer. We all want to know, because I'm going to tell you this. No one likes him at all. And you being like, this, you can't shut me up, this, no one's talking to you. You're making Trinity mad for no reason. You're making us, the viewers, mad for no reason. Let him talk. Be quiet. Silence. Be quiet. Let him talk. Let him explain himself, because all he's saying is lies. And when people are calling him out for the lies, he's like, no, that's not true. I feel like Casey and Insincere, they have a lying problem. They have a lying problem. And depending on who it is, they will either admit to it or they're not. Like, for example, insincere, when Seoul was like, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. And some of the stuff he was like, yeah, that's fine. But when he felt like his ego and this, that, and the other was attacked, he went and voted her off to feel better. And Casey's the same way. And like I said in previous podcast episodes, these men are trying to do Uno reverse or something, where they want women that pursue them. I know their moms did not at all teach them to be like that. Their moms were like, you need to, especially insincere. He's a Latino. It's like, she probably was like, you know, give her flowers. Chivalry is very good. And from what I heard from previous episodes, insincere and his friends were like, you can't like a girl more than you. A girl has to like you more than them. Like, what is this reverse thing? No. You guys are attracted to girls that like you more. Like I said, like, those previous episodes ago, I've been always told that's a no-no. You're not supposed to like a guy more than you like. A guy is supposed to like you more. My bad, I'm mixing up my words, sorry. A guy is supposed to like you more. You're not supposed to like a guy more than he likes you. And if you do, you're not supposed to show that. And if a guy knows that you like him more than he likes you, he ends up breaking up with you. That's how it went. I don't know what's up with you group of men, but you guys are different. Because I know, even like from talking to people that are younger, it's still that way. Guys want to pursue. Guys, if you like them more than they like you, they'll drop you. I don't know why you select group of men are like, oh, women have to like us more. We want to be, have princess treatment. There are guys like that. And I'm like, they took those group of guys and put it on Love Island USA. And it's annoying. That's not how it's supposed to go. And like Anaya said, she chose you. She shouldn't, Casey. You're a horrible person. And your true colors showed through Casa. Tiara, come here. I wanna pull you for a chat. Come sit right here, girlfriend. I figured I'm either you're around my age or slightly younger. So come, I need to pull you for a chat. Come here. So, you confuse me. With Casey, okay? Listen. I want to jog your memory. Because I don't know what makes you be like, I want to be up his ass and be his protector. See, now I'm swearing again. Sorry, I'm annoyed. And when the girls are asking him questions, I'll butt in. You give me, I will be with my man till death do us part. Even though he'll cheat on me, he'll have a zillion mistresses, all that, any other, I'll still be my man. No, you have to leave him if he does that. No. You give me, like, bad, like, I need, even though my man treats me horrible, And it would be better for my kids if I divorced him. I'm still staying. So I will, you just give me like one of those girls that choose to be in a bad relationship. Some do it, they have no other way to get out and they don't have the finances. But you give me a girl that chooses and ignores the red flags on purpose. So again, I want you to sit down and I want you to remember this. And this is the point where you should have your red flag alert should have been nee, 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 because I don't think it's working. Okay? This is the honest, brutal truth. Remember, Casey, first night, Tierra, I'm calling you your actual name because this dude doesn't even know your actual name. So I'm going to call you your actual name because I know it. Tierra, he coupled up with you. Next night, he's like, I want to couple up with Sydney. In my opinion, you had the 100% right to be pissed off with him for that. Because that was messed up. Why? What? He didn't really have a conversation with Sydney that deep to share a bed. It wasn't like... The only thing that I remember that he talked to Sydney about was sex. And he's like, oh, okay, you intrigued me. So let me see if we have chemistry in bed. And then he coupled up with, he slept with Sydney, said, oh, we don't have chemistry. I'm going to go back to Tierra. This is where I'm like, Tierra, I feel like this is where people are saying, I don't think she respects herself. How are you? I'm not saying people said that online. I'm just saying in general. When people are like, I don't think this person likes themselves or is more of a pick me. Because I feel like this is a pick me moment. How are you after you were coupled up with this guy? This a-hole fraternity dude. Okay? Next night he said he's gonna sleep, pick another girl. And see. It didn't work out because of course it wouldn't work out. Come on now. And he comes back to you. And you're like open arms being like, yay, I got my man back. I got my man back. Girl, what? Again, I'm older than you. I'm like watching this being like, this is when you should have went and been like, boy, no. And clap back. Not the my man. No. Casey's an asshole for that. You should have gave him, like, you should have spoke your mind. And been like, excuse me, sir? I'm a queen. You treat me with respect. You wanted to be with Sydney? Be with her. I'm done. Now you'll be like, no. That's my issue with you. You give me desperate for that. I understand you came for KC, but when you saw KC pick another girl, that's when you should have been done. That's when you should have been done. Have respect for yourself. That you were giving no respect for yourself. And then you trying to talk for him when Trinity is asking more questions? No. That's not... You're not going to get friends like that. B, you're... For me, I'm seeing... person that is putting themselves purposely in a bad relationship. Like, you should have been done with Casey since he wanted to sleep with Sydney. He's not your man. Casey is not your man. You are a temporary place holder. When the next bombshell hits, like when the next bombshell comes into the villa, he is going to act a certain way and try to talk to that bombshell. This is my thought and opinion. Casey and ChatGPT, they're here to be on Love Island because they're both between 21 and 23 years old. They're here to on Love Island not for a serious relationship. They're here on Love Island to have fun. They're like, it's a new experience. We could check this out of our bucket list or a crazy thing we did in our early 20s. They're here to kiss the girls, make out with girls, maybe have sex with them, and see, like, oh, if we end things after this show, it is what it is. It was a fun time. They're treating it as, like, a sorority, a frat house. Oh, you're giving me all these girls that I can just mess with their brain. Because, to be honest with you, I want them gone. And the public, Tierra, because of how you responded, were like, you need to go home. Trinity said it. We all agree with Trinity. You need to go home. All right. And for me personally, this is what I want. And people might be thinking differently. ChatGPT and Casey, aka the frat boys, need to go home first. If there's a double elimination, which I would have loved that to happen, I wanted them to go bye-bye. Especially if I had to do an order, I would do Casey first because he thinks he's on top of the world. I remember him thinking, like, he was like, oh, Anaya and I are on top, da 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 da. And he was putting down Trinity and Bryce relationship. No. You keep showing your true colors, Casey, of how you are a terrible human being. You're showing your red flags after red flags after red flags. And this is why, Tierra, I keep saying, let me pull you for a chat. You've seen all these episodes. And me personally, as someone who watches the show, in real life, I can't catch the red flags like that. But watching Love Island or any other, like, love show or anything like that, I catch it like this because I see your commentary. I hear your commentary. I see everything. And for you to have heard him call Anaya a grandma and all the rude things he has said about Anaya, and for you to be like, my man, there's something wrong with you. There's something about that I'm like, what do you have against Anaya? And this is not me trying to bully or be mean. Again, I don't know Tierra, but it's giving me like, you don't care
for, you're not a girl's girl. You don't care if Anaya's feelings are hurt, or you don't care about anyone else but your own feelings. It's giving me, you're selfish. It's giving me that you will do anything to get what you want. Because like I said, the last episode I said, the like talking to the mirror gave me Ursula when she was disguised as Vanessa talking to the mirror. The cast of girls are giving me Disney villain. They're trying to ruin the OG girls' lives. That's what it's giving me. It's giving me villain. So, ChatGPT is saying it's between high school. It's the villa is high school and Castlemore is university. I don't agree with that at all. I would say the villain is more heroes. Girls that are trying, are gaining their confidence. They're figuring out who they are. Being there for each other. Uplifting each other. Trying to not get walked over with these men. Even though I feel like some of them are caving. They're learning. Which is what how life is. But what I see with the cast of girls, I see villain. You're talking in the mirror, saying, I got this, I got what I want, like Ursula / Vanessa in The Little Mermaid, laughing and being like, I got Eric, I tricked, Ariel's gonna be mine, you're giving me Maleficent, you're giving me the Disney villains, you're giving me villains in general for any movie at all. Oh, Kenzie, number one, I forget which house of the girl says, oh, I'm not afraid of Kenzie. Okay, Kenzie's not someone to be afraid of. What? I'm not, oh, who cares about that? Like, okay. There, you guys have zero compassion. Which is why I don't like the cast of girls. So, and to be honest, I knew, because again, I don't like any of the OG boys. I knew all the OG boys but Bryce were gonna bring someone home. I think, and you're gonna be like, back up, Zach didn't bring anyone back. Zach didn't bring anyone back because Alana got kicked out. I think Zach would have brought back Alana, even if he was like, oh, I miss Kata. No, I still think he would have brought Alana back. So that's why I'm saying only Bryce would have been the only one that did not bring a girl back. And I knew, like I said, how these men move is like they're in a frat house. They came to love. Here's the thing. I don't, because cast is over, I'm trying to figure it out. I think these men came for a summer of fun. They thought it was going to be a frat house that they could have kissed whoever, whatever, and have fun. I don't think they came for love. I think they came for a good time, to meet girls, kiss them, and then after the show is over,
be like, peace. Then again, do I think they came for the money? No, I don't think they came for the money. I think they came for an opportunity to have a summer where they could kiss, date how many girls they wanted with no repercussions at all. That's why I think these boys came on the show for. And it shows heavenly. Really hard. It shows heavily. Sorry, English not my first language. Anaya, remember, Carl makes you happy. You not picking him is a mistake. Because why are you denying your happiness? Babe, come on. You deserve to be happy. And for that reason is why I voted Carl to stay in the villa. I want you happy. Okay. All the girls' outfits for the recoupling are amazing. All I have to say is my favorite outfits are Melanie's and Kata's. Those two girls have my favorite outfits. I would 100% wear theirs, especially Melanie's. I think I have a dress similar or outfit similar to that one. All right. So with Jen and Caleb, I knew they were going to couple up with someone because they came in to cast a single. Kenzie, I'm hoping like if she went first, she would have picked Dylan because I think Dylan's her best connection. And I knew that ChatGPT was going to bring someone too, and I agree with everything that Kenzie said, and I'm glad that the boys learned that, well, it was Caleb learned, oh, what the truth that the girls were live stream the Heartway Challenge. Yeah, because they deserve to know the truth and how frat boy a lot of you men are and how they should not stay in the original couples. I want to know all of this. I know she can't actually say her opinion as a host, but it'd be really interesting because I know she has the girls' bags and everything. And I love Trinity being like, after Anna was like, if Corbin didn't even pick anyone, he'll be single and vulnerable. And she was like, good. I'm like, yeah, good. But I know he's picked someone to come with him. He's like, going to be single and vulnerable, unfortunately. I love how all the little girls are like booing him. Exactly. You deserve to be booed. Like, you're enough, boy. Through and through. I love how they're all the little girls have each other's back. Yep. I completely agree with Melanie, what she said to ChatGPT. Yes, you could explore your connection, but you could have said it and explore it. This, that, and the other. But you could have said it respectfully. Why would you say, oh, I'm throwing Kenzie out the window? No, this is, like, you don't respect women, number one. Number two, it's showing your age. And this is me saying, Ava saying that is 100% his age. Boys will be boys. Like, yes, Corbin, ChatGPT, I said his name, his actual name, I don't want to, is 22 years old. There are 32, whatever age, how old they are, that act the same way. But he's just a guy that is, oh, she's pretty. I want to get to know her. And yes, at first with Pamina, it looked like they were getting to know each other, but like before, they know each other outside of here. And then the rest was like, I'm hot, you are hot. Together we're hot. Surface level. And plus, you guys knew each other outside of here. You could have tried and pursued things a long time ago, in my opinion. But you all deserve to get a shot flyer. But yeah, so ChatGPT is giving ChatGPT answers. He's like, I understand the shots fired, but I made this decision for me. It's so, like, monotone, like, his answer. There's no emotion behind his voice at all. Yeah, Pamina, if a guy you picked to be with treated the girl before him like trash, he's going to treat you like trash. And the girls don't care, ChatGPT, if you ask someone. They are standing on principle and do not like the way you moved. There was no reason for you to be like, Kenzie is going to be thrown out the window. That's just utterly disrespectful. It's just equally horrible how Casey said this, that, and the other about Anaya. It's the principal. And I love how girls are standing up for each other. And like I said before, Trinity is a friend that you deserve to have in your life. So all the new cast girls that are with the frat boys, you have an expiration date. When they find something else shiny, they'll dump you. Just remember that. Boys deserve to get all the hate that they've been getting. And I love how I feel like Ariana, if she could, she'd be like, yeah, you deserved it, you know, and clap back, but I don't think she can. I think she has to be neutral. Because the only thing she's like, oh yeah, the girls got a video of what you guys did in the Heart Rate Challenge. This is why I could not be a host, because if I was a host this season, I'd be like, yeah, you jerk. Yeah. What you did was not okay. I would react to, but they're probably like, no, you can't do that. You have to be neutral. I agree with the 3 days. Exactly. I got, oh yeah. See, I feel like, again, I'm doing each boy by each boy, one or the other. I'll get to Casey in a second. Yes, 3 days. I'm gonna go by the knowledge that I know. Because he knows her from real life. So he already had attraction and to her. And I feel like ChatGPT is backpedaling me like, yeah, it was real. No, it wasn't. If it was that real, A, you wouldn't have said the disrespectful comment that you did, ChatGPT. You wouldn't have said, oh, fancy's out the window. Like the girl said, you didn't care at all about her feelings. You only cared about yourself. And, like, all you cared about is getting your dick wet. Hey, that's it. You don't care.
Been connections, no?
It ain't being disrespectful to people, though. That was never the name of the game. When I checked the rules, they didn't say that shit.
Brother. I hope that y'all have a good connection. Because, shit, I don't trust no man like that. Seriously. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now that we've heard from you girls, Carmita, how was your Casa Amor experience?
I walked in there not knowing what to expect. I had no idea, like, me and Corbin were gonna, like, get along so well. We are very similar, and I know you guys have a lot of emotions.
Oh, shoot. I just recorded that part. I didn't pause it. Oops, my bad. I'll leave it. So, again, I'm all for the girls. I'm on the side of the girls. Carmita, you knew this man. I know coming into Casa Amor, you didn't know ChatGPT was going to be on the show, but once you saw, you know him. Nothing grew, nothing. The first time, you saying like, oh, it's the first time meeting him, first this, that, and the other. You guys have talked a lot, so now you're talking BS. Like I said, it's only very strong because you guys know each other from outside. You guys talked multiple times outside. So that's why it's strong. It's built on familiarity. And then that familiarity grew when you guys coupled up each other. It had nothing to do with, like, oh, you guys do each other. No, this is BS. And Farina, you saying, oh, he wasn't being disrespectful. Like I said before, you Casa girls are too much being like, my man. Let me defend him. Hello? You heard that. They saw the video. And heard what ChatGPT said. You should have first been like, oh, I'm sorry, are you okay? Da, da, da. You don't care. Like I said, they're just saying words. Like, for me, the villains are 100% the frat boys and then the Casa girls. Because, like, really, why? You could at least say, like, I'm sorry, how he treated you was terrible. Come on now. I think that the producers gave the Villa girls this so they have tea. So they have absolute 100% permission to get out of the couple that they are. And they all deserve respectfully to be treated amazingly. And they have the right to be mad, angry, etc., etc. And like I said, all the boys aside, well, besides Caleb, who was single, and Bryce, who didn't bring anyone back, deserves hate and yelling and this and the other at them, in my opinion. Like I said, a couple episodes ago, my words are twisted. Sex for women is not just sex, it's an intimate thing, it's a very important thing. For guys, it's just whatever. And what I'm going to say is, if Alana, and this is just my thought, I might be wrong, then I get kicked out, Zach would have came back with her. Just for, because you remember, after they had sex, and Zach was so disrespectful, be like, I can't wait for a bombshell. I want to be tested. I can't wait for it. So, I have a feeling that he would bring someone back. Also, I wish Kayda would have picked Shay. Because I want the guys to be sweating their boots and know that they're not all that. And that there's better options for these ladies. Because the last thing I want for them is to be single and vulnerable. But they don't deserve that. The men, aka the OG men, have treated them horribly. And been so disrespectful. What do you mean, thank God, Zach? Come on. And like I said, the only reason why Zach is by himself is because Alana was kicked out. And I know that there, last episode he was like, oh, she's going to take this, that, and the other. I feel bad. You should feel bad. Also, ladies, how you reacted, him coming along, that's not how I would react it. I need more continue hostile. Like, okay, good. Good. You better have come alone. Something like that. Not like clapping. Because, come on. No, he doesn't deserve applause for coming alone. Because he didn't choose to come alone. He only connected with Alana. Alana got kicked out. And they will talk about that. And that's going to make Kayda feel a specific way. And then Zach's gonna lie and be like, no, I was gonna come by myself anyway. I'm like, no, you weren't. Stop. Zach felt bad, but at this end was like, oh, Kayda, how is she gonna feel with that? Yes. But do I agree with everything that he said before that? No. I think the cards that were dealt with him, especially with the Alana getting kicked out, made him think more about Kayda. So I don't completely believe what he is saying at all. If Alana was still there, I feel like it would be a completely different story. And he's leaving a lot of things out. Why are you leaving things out? Suspect. You're being suspicious. But out of all the guys, the OG Casa guys that were talking to ladies, him and Bryce are good in my book. And I'll I won't forget it, but I will forgive it. You're not in a doghouse. We won't yell at you, Zach. The rest are on thin ice and need to get out of the villa. AKA Love Island. The fact that Corey did the most sweetest thing ever that she never experienced before, making her a picnic and everything, is a reason to pick him. Yes, Melanie hasn't seen everything, and the guys, and I think it's probably also the producers who are like, tell her. She needs to know. Insincere is not sincere. You deserve better. And hearing Melanie lash out to Insincere was the best thing ever. Like I said, asshole jerk men deserve to be called out. Melanie, babe. You're like to Corey. You're a perfect guy. You're my type of guy. But I'm gonna stay with Sincere. Why? Well, you can still yell at him and say he's this asshole, this, that, and the other. And so couple up with Corey. I don't understand why you're being loyal to Sincere. When Sincere hasn't been loyal to you at all. I understand with Kata, you and Zai have been intimate, and to throw away that intimacy away is hard. But Melanie, come on. Girl, you deserve better. Sincere is going to keep doing that to your face. Come on now. You were the girl that was like, he did this to your face? Imagine what he's doing behind your back. Come on. I wanted more for you. Come on. Why did you and Anaya, when your guys were treating you guys with so much disrespect, pick to stay with you guys? That made no sense. With Kenzie, I was proud of her. Like, you were with a disrespectful man, and what did you do? You're like, see, I know my worth. I'm gonna be with someone new. You too. Come on. You guys, you both disappointed me. I'm not mad at you guys. I'm just at Melanie and Anaya. I'm just disappointed. So that's all I have for you guys today. I wish that Melanie picked Corey and that Anaya picked Carl. Because, in my opinion, Melanie and Anaya, the Casaboys that they were with, treated them like the queens that they are. But we'll see what happens. I hope at some point, like I said, that Insincere, ChatGPT, and Casey get voted off. And that's all I have for you guys today. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.